And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Saturday at the Horseshoe River Dome here in Shreveport, the stars of the Silver Screen Black and White Ball and the 2014 Auction Against AIDS will take place. And with me today in our Knoll Foundation studios are Brett Malone, the executive director of the Philadelphia Center. Brett, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having us in, definitely.
So the Philadelphia Center is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year?
Well, it's actually the 25th anniversary for our auction, okay, which started in 1985. The organization didn't start until about a year or 2 years after that. Okay. So the auction was actually a fundraiser that helped to establish the Philadelphia Center. Okay. And it's been our signature event for fundraising ever since.
So this really is the big push for your year to get your budget going.
Absolutely.
And everything. And
absolutely, yes.
Well, give folks, for those who don't know, let folks know about the Philadelphia Center and the various services that you offer to our community.
Well, how much time do we have? Well, the Philadelphia Center is the regional HIV and AIDS resource center for Northwest Louisiana. And we've actually expanded into Monroe and provide one intervention service for young females over there called CELE. Mm-hmm. Essentially, the Philadelphia Center, we provide counseling and testing for people trying to find out what their status is with HIV, as well as link people to medical care. Also have case management services that come with a whole array of supports that are available, including housing supports, medical transportation. We can help link people up with patient assistance programs so that they can get their medication either really cheaply or free. Most recently, we've started the Philadelphia Center's Wellness Center, which is really targeting gay, bisexual, and trans men. And what we do is, we have social events that go along with that, but we also do a wider range of testing for other sexually transmitted infections like syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and so forth. Okay. And we're able to provide on-site treatment for those as well.
And there's also educational services to help people who are young especially learn
Absolutely.
How to prevent the acquiring of these various illnesses.
Yes, we have about 7 different Facebook pages now going on for different departments and different programs that we have available. And each of those is really targeting a specific group of people in our community who are highest at risk. For example, we offer the CELE program, which is it's an intervention for young teenage African-American females. And it's really starting off with education and empowerment of these young girls on how to take better care of themselves, how to be more assertive, how to know what risks are involved with not only HIV, but other STDs as well as unplanned pregnancies. So we're really branching out and have branched out over the last year into more of a holistic approach for all kind of sexual health issues. But HIV and AIDS is still our primary mission.
Right. And education and awareness is the key to preventing future developments.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, the more we know, the better empowered we are to make better decisions.
Absolutely. Now, tell me a little bit about Mercy House, too. This is another project that you
right.
all run.
Yeah, the Mercy Center is actually 3 separate homes, and they're located on Austin Place near the downtown area. And we're actually part of the Shreveport Commons, so we're really excited to see that part of town get a big, you know, boost of renovations going on and some new development. We're in the midst of it's a little over $500,000 renovation project of 2 of the 3 homes, the 2 oldest homes, and getting them more up to ADA standards in terms of accessibility issues. Taking care of these beautiful old homes is quite expensive. I mean, they were built in the 1880s, and you know, we had to deal with foundation issues and structural issues, as well as the more aesthetic features of the properties. Mm-hmm. But that's the only HIV-specific permanent housing program north of I-10 in Louisiana. So we have a lot of people seeking that form of housing when they need it, because it targets people who were formerly homeless, who are HIV positive or have a diagnosis of AIDS, and have a history of either mental health or substance use and abuse issues that made housing unstable for them.
Right.
So oftentimes it's a chance for people to really get their life back together and start to live a healthier life.
And truly is a haven for a lot of folks.
It is. It is. It's home. Yeah. I mean, everyone there has a private bedroom, and you know, there's some common areas for socializing, but you know, it's a good place for people. They have privacy, and they get a whole array of supports in that program to help address some of the mental health issues, some of the substance use issues, as well as, you know, we have a nurse that's there, and she helps each of the residents really stay on top of their health issues.
Right. So now this year's Black and White Ball is the big fundraiser, as we had said before. Give me
Definitely.
Some details about this, because this sounds like a really exciting event.
It is, and there's a lot of momentum going into this year's because it is our 25th anniversary for the auction. Jackie Barber is the art director this year, and she's done an amazing job of planning out the decorations, getting the theme approved by the auction committee, and so forth. And she's also brought in a lot of talent from not only the Shreveport-Bossier area, but from Dallas, who will be performing. We're not going to give away all the secrets that are going to be going on that night in terms of the performances, but we'll see some people being resurrected from the past, you know, stars of the silver screen, and recognizable folks, definitely.
You have a DJ for the music this year?
We actually have a piano player right now.
Okay.
His name is Michael Henderson, and he will be doing, you know, just ambient piano music throughout most of the night.
Now, along with this is a big auction, and you've got some trip packages some other things. Give me a kind of a rundown of some of the goodies that people can bid on.
First of all, this is one of the largest original art auctions in the region. We're very blessed in that the auction itself started as an art auction. That was a part of the community that was most impacted by AIDS in the early years.
Right.
And so that was the part of the community that came to the rescue, so to speak, and have been very loyal supporters of our cause over the years. So we have a couple of hundred pieces of original art that's up for grabs. For example, we got a really great piece that's valued at around $3,000 by Francis Kambach, who's a local artist. It's an original piece, and there's already been quite a bit of excitement building over that one piece already. We've got furniture. We've got lots of, you know, mid-century items. We've got some local restaurants as well as different services that are provided, like massage therapy certificates, lots of gift baskets from different local vendors. I know, like, Man-Made Soap at the Shreveport Farmers Market is pulling together a basket for us this year. We're really looking forward to that. But a good example, too, like Skydive Louisiana, that's a local organization, and this year they're donating for our live auction a tandem skydiving jump. So if anybody has that on their bucket list, they need to get here to try to get it at a good price. And along with that, we have several trips. Like, we have a Broadway experience for, you know, a long New York weekend. We have a Napa Valley, you know, Epicurean trip where people get chauffeured around the Napa Valley going from winery to winery, having amazing meals throughout their trip, as well as sampling all the different wines from those wineries. Quite a few really cool like items that are more memorabilia, either sports memorabilia or celebrity, like things that involve Marilyn Monroe, the Rat Pack. We've got a few different items from the New Orleans Saints, from the LSU football team. We have some items from the Dallas Cowboys, who, because we know that we're kind of split in this area between Dallas and New Orleans Saints. So, like, for example, a Roger Staubach autographed football. That's one of the items we have this year. One of the big trips, I think, that a lot of people are going to be excited about because it's so unique and it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, is a trip to L.A. for the American Music Awards coming up in November.
Yeah.
So whoever wins that trip will need to be ready to book it right after the auction because it's coming, you know, just a couple of months down the road. And another good thing that we have is we were able to connect with the Great Raft Brewery. And so they're going to do like a tour of their brewing facilities as well as sort of a gift basket of some of their products.
Okay.
So for those who are into microbreweries or homegrown local brews, that would be a great item as well.
And I notice here there was one that kind of struck me. It's called Gone with the Winter Auction Raffle Down.
Yeah,
can you explain what that is?
This is a fun twist on your traditional raffle.
Right.
And instead of it being we pick one ticket and that's the winner and it's over with, it's really a drawdown or a reverse raffle. So we currently have some $50 tickets left, and those can be purchased at our office in advance until they last.
Okay.
There's only 100 of those tickets available at $50. So we'll sell as many of those up until 7:30 the night of the auction. And then we'll draw down, leaving only 10 tickets in the hopper.
Okay.
And then we'll post on the screen what ticket numbers didn't make the cut.
Okay.
So people know whether or not their ticket is still in play.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have 10 tickets at $100, and that's first come, first serve at the auction venue itself. And those always sell out within 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So they do another drawdown at that point until they get to where there's only 5 tickets left in the hopper. And at that point, we auction off the final 5 tickets at the highest bid. Last year, those tickets went between $250 and $350 each. It's kind of interesting. The first year we did this, it was someone who bought a $50 ticket that won the trip. And this last year, it was someone who bought the last ticket possible that was bid upon who won the trip. And so this year we have a trip similar to last year, which is one of the Fairmont resorts or hotels. You know, you get your airfare for two, you get breakfast for two, you get your suite at one of the Fairmont hotels or resorts anywhere in the U.S. So there are about 15 or 16 different locations to choose from. So you can really kind of create your own vacation package with that particular trip. So we have always done really well with that reverse raffle, and we're sure it'll go well this year as too.
Now, are you still accepting donations for auction items?
Absolutely.
And things like that?
Okay. We try to wrap things up a couple of days before the auction, but like me, I'm a procrastinator, so
right.
I usually get things done closer to the last minute. So we will still take items up to around the day before the auction, but we hope that people would get them in a little earlier, because
right.
we do have to log everything into our system that tracks every item and make sure that those who did make donations get their tickets to the event, because that's one of the perks of being a donor.
Now, how about those? I noticed that you had designed what is sort of an Oscars circle for the supporters, for the monetary supporters. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there are different levels, yes. And if they would go to our website, which is philadelphiacenter.org, you can go under the events page, which gives a lot more details about the different levels of sponsors and who our current sponsors are up to date.
Okay. And for folks who want to make a monetary donation, they just contact the Philadelphia Center and let you know?
Oh, well, we try to make it as easy as possible. So a person could either come to us in person at the Philadelphia Center, which is at 2020 Centenary Boulevard, or they can get online through our website, philadelphiacenter.org, and go to the donations page, which gives options on either buying tickets, making a donation, becoming a sponsor. And we're trying to set it up right now to where people can actually buy raffle tickets that way as well.
Okay.
So there are all different ways of helping us out.
And then for outside of the auction, people can donate items that you need to help people in distress.
Oh,
is
absolutely.
That correct? So
absolutely.
What are the things that really you find you need on a regular basis for the folks that you serve to let people know what is available for them to help out at?
Interestingly enough, food. Staple products like beans, rice, canned goods. We offer a food pantry that our clients are able to access. And so, you know, the cost of food, as we all know, has risen and risen and risen, so that the grants that we have to keep the shelves stocked,
right.
you know, are smaller in terms of they just don't buy as much food as they used to.
Right.
So we do ask that people, if they have an extra sack of canned goods or, you know, staple products, they can bring them by our office and we'll gladly accept them. And then distribute them to our clients and their families. I think last year, gosh, we distributed over 75 tons of food just over the course of the year, because people, you know, need that level of help just to sort of make it through each month, where other forms of assistance are maybe not enough to feed their whole family.
Okay. Well, any final thoughts, Brett, that you'd like to share with folks?
There's a couple of more new raffle-like events that we have going on. Like It's a Beautiful Libation, that's one where it's a raffle that a person could stock their entire personal bar with with wines and different types of liquor that are donated for that purpose. And then we have one that's for the ladies this year that's called the Rat Pack Raffle or Draw, and that involves purchasing cards from a deck of cards, and then the auctioneer will pick the winning card and kind of tease the audience a little bit, but there'll be a nice piece of jewelry that has been donated for that purpose this year. So we've got a few fun things.
I thought you were going to actually bring Dean Martin and Sammy Davis and them back.
We don't have that kind of power.
Okay. Yeah. that might work, though, you know. So, well.
A couple of other stars of the silver screen are being resurrected in their likeness that night, but not them.
Well, Brett, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having us very much.
That was Brett Malone, the executive director of the Philadelphia Center here in Shreveport. Join me in our Knoll Foundation studios today to talk about stars of the silver screen black and white ball and also the 2014 Auction Against AIDS that takes place this Saturday, August 23rd at the Horseshoe River Dome here in Shreveport. Full details are available at the Philadelphia Center's website. That's philadelphiacenter.org, or you can contact them at 866-513-2863. That's 866-513-2863, and all of this information will be posted on our website. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.